Support for Curious Louisville comes from Lakshmi Farms, which believes in building community and expanding minds through progressive ideas, education, and growing soil right here in Anchorage, Kentucky.
For our latest installment of Curious Louisville, listener Peggy Hoffman came to us with the question.
How do you pronounce N-A-C-H-A-N-D? It's a street off of Watterson Trail, and what's the history of it?
As WFPL's Ashley Stevens found out, the name is actually found on streets and buildings in Jeffersontown, Kentucky, and Jeffersonville, Indiana. She set out to find out the origin of both, but first she had to find it.
Directions to Nahand Lane, Louisville.
Nathan Court is 30 minutes from your location by car in light traffic. Here are your directions.
Okay, so that's not it. Take me to Nahand Lane, Louisville.
National Supply Network, LLC. All right.
Let's try again. Directions to Nahand Lane, Louisville.
Nahand Lane is 16 minutes from your location.
However you say it, this is a distinct name found on streets and buildings in both Louisville and southern Indiana, Jeffersontown and Jeffersonville specifically. And it turns out the origins differ based on what side of the river you're on. First up, there's the NACHAND Fieldhouse in Jeffersonville, Indiana. The pronunciation and history on this one was a little easier to trace. The historic building was in the news a lot this summer after the Jeffersonville Parks Department launched a campaign to restore it.
We're talking about the Nahand Field House in Jeffersonville.
They donated $800,000 to the Parks Department to help pay for renovations to Nahand Field House.
I guess what makes the Nahand Field House unique?
When you look at the walls of the Nahand Field House in Jeffersonville, you'll get a sense.
The Field House, built in 1937, is named after Charles Nahand, the former Jeffersonville Parks Director. For a long time, it was home to the Jeffersonville High School Red Devils basketball teams and hosted the area's sectional basketball games until 1971. But back on this side of the river, the answer was a little more difficult to track.
Good afternoon, Jeffersonville Museum.
Hi there, my name is Ashley Stevens.
And they didn't have any specific answers on origin or pronunciation, but said it was most likely a prominent resident. I started digging through old city directories and land maps, and in the meantime, I also consulted someone who is very familiar with the name and its mispronunciations.
Hi, my name is Nahand Trebue. I'm the owner of Manhattan on Broadway Events in Louisville, Kentucky. I spell my name capital N-A-C-H-A-N-D.
With this name, you've probably gotten some interesting mispronunciations. what are some of the more common ones?
Well, Nahand, Nakan, Nation, Nachos, Nashell. I don't know how the shell got in there.
Finally, I came across a book by historian Carol B. Tobey called Worthington and Springdale about the two Jeffersontown communities. It specifically references land owned by the Nahand family.
Everybody in our area always said Nahand.
Like the Jeffersonville Museum had suggested, this was because of a prominent farmer from the area.
Peter Nahand emigrated from Germany about 1850, and he settled in Jefferson County, and he married and had seven children. The seven children went on to establish their own farms and homes, and that's probably where most of the naming of the roads came from.
With the history and pronunciation settled, I actually had a question for Nahand Trebue. Who was she named after?
My dad's name is Nathan, and I was originally supposed to be a boy, but on October the 11th, years ago, when I was born, it popped out a pretty little girl. So it was not going to be called Nathan, my mom said. So she said, what about Nahand? And that's my name.
The question for this installment of Curious Louisville came from Peggy Hoffman, while reporting came from me, Ashley Stevens.